Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. State employees in Anchorage were told to report to work today despite Mayor Ethan Berkowitz's order to hunker down. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that State Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum emailed workers over the weekend saying state agencies must continue to provide services, but that the state is promoting telework where appropriate. In a conference call with reporters, Alaska State Employees Association members emphasized the need for a statewide work-at-home policy. Union steward Amber Barney says 1,000 workers share 8 elevators at the Atwood building in Anchorage.
If one person gets sick and touches an elevator button and they're not being wiped down and there's no safety precautions in place for those in the Atwood building, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Some legislators have also expressed concern about worker safety, saying they would like to see more work from home. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Friday that the administration is working on getting protective equipment and training for state workers. Dunleavy addressed the issue Thursday, saying it's between supervisors and workers.
It's not a cookie-cutter approach because there are going to be some workers, some jobs, where you can't work at home. For example, if you're plowing, if you're driving a truck for DOT, and you're in the truck plowing, you're not going to be working from home to plow because that's virtually impossible to do.
Union leaders say they've contacted the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development about their workplace safety concerns. Crum and Commissioner of Administration Kelly Shibaka released a statement in response to the union's concerns. They say the state is initiating telework on a larger scale, but for those who can't, the state is using strategies like staggered work schedules to maximize social distancing. The commissioners also note they're allowing 14 days of paid leave for workers who can't telecommute but need to quarantine because of travel and COVID-19 exposure or symptoms. People without running water are challenged to keep their hands clean to limit the spread of coronavirus. KYUK's Johanna Urich reports.
People in rural Alaska without plumbing tend to ration their water so they don't have to haul so much. They also often use a communal wash basin to clean their hands. Brian Lefferts, the Director of Environmental Health and Engineering at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, says reusing the water to wash hands can be a problem.
If you have germs or this virus on your hands and you wash your hands in the wash basin, you don't want the next person who comes and wash their hands in that water to pick up the virus.
The solution is a little bit of bleach in the basin water.
1 teaspoon of bleach to 1/2 gallon of water.
Public health officials also recommend that people using a common wash basin empty it at least once a day. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.
And I'm Dan Bross.